Today is Thursday, October 8th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we were talking about candy in various states, because I found that interesting. And I know I said that, and I ran out of time, because even though I could do any length of show that I want to do, I hit the closing music at a certain point, and I time box myself. It's not always the same amount of time, but you know, I really do time box myself to a smaller show since I'm doing 5 days a week. Fatty does something a little bit different where he doesn't do it live to tape, so to speak. He has a template in his recording software, and it's only everything is set with a bumper. And the end is exactly 20 minutes. So whereas mine are like a little bit more free flowing, I still watch the clock and then I start the closing music around the same time. If I'm really into something and you know, saying something important, I might, you know, but once I start that closing music, I will end roughly around the time that the music ends. So there you go. All right. So Gary asked me on Twitter, like, what was the candy for Oregon? Now, I didn't do a lot of research on this. This is candystore.com put out a post, and apparently they do this every year. At least they did it last year and this year. And I don't know where they pull their data from. I'm sure they say in the article, but I'm just looking at the graphics. So I'll go through a few more states here. So Oregon is actually M&Ms. California is Skittles. And Washington State is Tootsie Pops. How many licks does it take to get the end of a Tootsie Pop, or get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? 1, 2, 3. I can't roll. Three? It's kind of difficult to roll your R's. Crunch? Let's see. Idaho is Starburst. Utah is Jolly Ranchers. So Arkansas and Utah are the same. Arizona is Hot Tamales. Now, I want to know, who eats Hot Tamales? I used to go to the movie theater before COVID. And you would see those boxes of Hot Tamales, and they're these pill-looking things. I mean, they almost look like a suppository. I mean, I don't know if any of you people know what a... But as I've said before, either on Mix Minus or here on Geeky Gay, my mom used to give me suppositories, and I did not enjoy it. And there you go. They look kind of like a red suppository, and I don't know why anyone eats them, because I don't know. I really don't like any that texture. I really don't like that texture. That it's not, it's even harder than gummy, but not crunchy hard. I don't know. I'm really not a fan of that gelatinized sort of like weird waxy sort of texture. New Mexico is also Jolly Ranchers. I didn't even know that Jolly Ranchers were really still a thing. We used to eat those when I was a kid, and in fact, when I was a kid, I don't know if any of you guys remember this, but so nowadays Jolly Ranchers pretty much are these individually wrapped rectangular small lozenges, for lack of a better term. But when I was growing up, they had this version where they were long, flat. They were like, they look like rulers almost, like a ruler looks. And you would, you know, you would pull the wrapping down and kind of suck on the end of it. And then as you got done, you would, you know, pull the wrapper further and further down. I don't know if they still do that form factor today, but that's the one that I'm used to when I was growing up. Colorado is Hershey Kisses. I think of those as more of like a Christmas candy or maybe Easter. I don't really think of those as Halloween. Wyoming is Saltwater Taffy. That's weird. Like, where do you even get Saltwater Taffy? Like, I feel like you need to go to a carnival or like some seashore sort of little saltwater taffy stand. Like, where do you get that? North Dakota is candy corn. South Dakota is Starburst. I think I already said that. Nebraska is Sour Patch Kids. Kansas is Reese's Cups. Oklahoma is Double Bubble. You know, I want to say the flavor of Double Bubble gum is very good, but it runs out of flavor really fast. You chew it for about a minute and the flavor's gone. Texas is Starburst. I already went over Arkansas and Louisiana. Missouri, oh, I hate Milky Way. Iowa is M&M's. Minnesota is Skittles. Wisconsin is Starburst. Illinois is Sour Patch Kids. Tennessee is Tootsie Pops. Alabama is candy corn. Mississippi is Three Musketeers. Georgia is Swedish Fish. That's another one. Not only are they that weird texture that I don't like, but they're also like licorice-y flavored, I believe. Ugh, and I hate licorice. Florida Skittles. South Carolina's Butterfinger. I wonder if Fatty likes Butterfingers. North Carolina is Reese's Cups. Virginia is Snickers. That's where I need to move. Snickers is my favorite. I didn't think they had it on the list. I love Snickers. Snickers is my favorite all-time candy. It's the perfect combination of sweet and salty and chewy and all those textures combined that you really want in a candy bar. It's really good with a Mountain Dew or a Coke. Anyway, I need to move to Virginia for my Halloween candy needs. West Virginia is Hershey's Mini Bars. I don't know why that counts, because that's a variety pack. So that has Crackle, dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and Mr. Good Bar, all in those little mini packets. So that seems kind of like a cop-out. Oh, what's your favorite candy? Oh, it's the variety pack. Ohio is Blow Pops. Pennsylvania, oh, I already said that one. No, I didn't. Pennsylvania is also the Hershey's Mini Bars. Oh, you know why? Because Hershey is in Pennsylvania. So that's probably why they eat a bunch of Hershey's there. Maryland is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. New Jersey is Tootsie Pops. Did I say Delaware? It's Skittles. Connecticut is Milky Way. Again, I don't like Milky Way. Rhode Island is Twix. Massachusetts is Sour Patch Kids. New York is also Sour Patch Kids. Vermont is Skittles. New Hampshire is M&M's. Maine is Sour Patch Kids. Alaska is Twix. And Hawaii is Skittles. So, you guys probably were totally uninterested in me going through the favorite candies, but I did it anyway. So there you go. I should move to Virginia because Snicker Bar is my favorite candy. And yeah. So yesterday, again, as I've said before, nothing happened. I did have to edit, but first, because I forgot to edit it on Tuesday. It just completely, like, I'm getting more and more forgetful. I've got to start doing Sudoku. I'm not really sure. But anyway, one of those. But I edited it yesterday and got it posted. Luckily, I didn't get like a angry letter from any of my co-hosts saying, "Where's the show?" So I released that. And I put my laptop on the arm of the couch and had every intention of working on my little Pride 48 bot project that I'm doing. And I just didn't feel like it. I was just like, "Ugh, I'm tired. Like, I'm not gonna work on this." And so we just watched. We finished Ratchet, which I really didn't like, but we were already invested in it. And so I went ahead and finished it. But I'm getting kind of sick of those Ryan Murphy American Horror Story sort of shows. Like, I'm just not enjoying his over-the-top, very bloody, like, just, I'm getting tired of it. Like, all of his shows are the same. They're just same. And I get tired of it after a while. There's only so many times I want to see somebody get, like, bludgeoned to death or, like, get their arm chopped off or sawed off or, I mean, all that gore. I mean, I'm just really, getting tired of it. And everyone acting all crazy and demented and everything. I just, whatever. But anyway, we finished that. And we watched a bunch of the quiz programs. We watched The Weakest Link and the second episode of that. And we also watched Card Sharks, which I don't really love. I don't, and I can't remember the guy's name, but I don't think he's a very good host of a game show. He has a very dry sense of humor, and I just don't think that he does a very good job hosting a game show. But it is what it is, you know. We watched it anyway because we're running low on things to watch. And that's what we, you know, I mean, none of the TV shows are coming back yet because COVID. And then we watched our, we always end the night with YouTube, so we watched Good Mythical Morning. And we also watched some Binging with Babish. We've started watching that because Sola from Bon Appetit has now moved over to the Binging with Babish channel. And so now, because Claire is no longer going to be at Bon Appetit, we've kind of decided we're going to have to find some more culinary stuff to watch on YouTube when we're bored and we want some foodie something to watch. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.